When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, there was some pretty damn good hockey this weekend. Overtime between Boston and Toronto. No score until the third period. And then had to go into overtime. 2-1 final there. Boston over Toronto. And people were ready. People were ready for this game because if Toronto lost, well, they lost to Boston again. I think they haven't beat Boston since like the 1950s or something in the playoffs. I can't remember the exact quote. But had Boston lost, it would have been 2 years in a row where they were up 3-1 and then ended up losing a series. They now play Florida, which game one for that series is tonight. And actually last year, Boston lost to Florida 4-3 in round one. So yesterday, round two kicked off in the East. New York ended up beating Carolina 4-3. That Vegas and Dallas series, though, that was a really, really good series. It was a very good series to watch. 2-1 final, Dallas over Vegas. Not a lot of high-scoring games there, but just a really great series to watch. And Vegas did what they did with the long-term injured reserve, and they ended up losing anyway. So Dallas moves on now and will face Colorado. Tonight, one game. No, sorry. Yes, no, there is only one game. Bruins and Panthers, game one of that series. Now, we were waiting for a long time to find out what is going on with Edmonton and Vancouver. Well, that series, we finally found out last night. The game one of that one kicks off on Wednesday night. But again, it's in the West, so it's late, and I'm not going to get any sleep.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Well, casino websites are starting to do all sorts of polls. And they ranked Canada's 25 airports. Excuse me. They use six factors to look into this. Outbound direct flight destinations, lounges, dining facilities, on-site car rental companies, hotels within a 3.2 kilometer radius. I don't know why they decided on 3.2 kilometers. And operating airlines. Now we're going to go through the top five. They ranked each one of those things out of 100 and gave them a score. So, Thunder Bay coming in at number five. Followed by Ottawa, Newfoundland, St. John's International Airport. And number two, Quebec City. And at number one, Saskatoon's John Diefenbaker International Airport. Ranking the highest with a score of 72.11. Saskatoon. Better than Pearson. Well, it's pretty easy to beat Pearson as an airport.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Finally, a reason to go to New York. Thanks to artists Jen Catron and Paul Outlaw, they have unveiled a 65-foot hot dog, aptly titled Hot Dog in the City. Now, if you're going to New York, you'll be able to go to Times Square and check it out until June 13th, 2024. It's at Broadway and 46th Street. There's something they call a confetti pop at 12 p.m. Every single day, a 65-foot hot dog popping out confetti as it, I guess, goes up, up, up on some hydraulics, sticking straight up, and then just one shot of confetti that sprays out of the end. You can learn more about it online, of course, but a reason to finally go to New York City. And it actually is very impressive. Hot dog, it's in a bun, it has mustard on top, and this is what I like about it. No ketchup. Ketchup is the bottom of the pool when it comes to condiments. It looks really, really great. I have shared this on some social media if you want to check it out. But a 65-foot hot dog spraying confetti. Can't quite put my finger on what it reminds me of.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So I came into work this morning and I came to a really great surprise on my email. A fellow by the name of Paul sent me an email with not one, not two, but three velvet paintings. Now, I don't know if these are Paul's collection or if he's sending them to me to say, hey, Evan, would you be interested in these velvet paintings? To which the answer would be yes, I think I would. I mean, I don't even think I have a lighthouse one. Lighthouse got one with some food, some like fruit, and maybe a bottle of wine in there, and a matador crushing a dart, I think. I think that's what that one is. I know I've seen that one before. Anyway, Paul, if you're listening, thanks for sharing. This is what I love. And if you're a new collector, Paul, to the velvet painting world, welcome. We will embrace you.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Friday I was at home, just hanging out, watching some hockey, taking it easy, you know? When all of a sudden, Elliot, my youngest, was watching something on his iPad. It was probably, I don't know, TikTok or something. Anyway, so he's watching that, and all of a sudden he gets teary-eyed. What's wrong? He's like, this is so sad. This is so sad. And he came across a video clip from a pretty big movie from the 90s, Office Space. And it's, well, let's see here. Milton. You know, they're handing out cake. And Milton is...
Just terrific. Thanks.
You know, they're passing the cake down. Milton gets a piece here.
Very special.
And he's about to start...
Now, Milton.
Here.
Don't be greedy. Let's pass it along and make sure everyone gets a piece.
Okay, but last time I didn't receive a piece. And I was told that
just pass.
Okay, so then Milton keeps getting pieces passed to him. And then by the end, all the cake is handed out. And Milton does not end up getting a piece of cake. Again, poor Milton. That guy just takes an absolute beating in that movie. But my kid saw that scene and said he's never seen anything in his life so sad because a guy didn't get a piece of cake. And as a fat man, I can relate to that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Did you take some time and watch the Tom Brady roast that was on Netflix? I've actually totally forgot about it. Part of the Netflix is a joke festival. Greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady. Of course, it had Tom Brady. Kevin Hart hosted. Jeff Ross was there. Former teammates, Gronk. Tom Segura, Nikki Glaser, Andrew Schultz. A whole bunch of different comedians were there. A bunch of famous people as well, like Dana White, Kim Kardashian. There's a lot of people making a lot of fun of her. And some of them didn't get a lot of time to crack jokes and do the roast. The ones on stage did. Obviously can't share a lot of the jokes because, well, I can't get away with that on radio. If I want to keep my job, I can't say these sort of things. If we would like to keep our license, I cannot say all of the jokes. Couldn't find audio of a whole bunch of them. I could find audio, but it wasn't like really great audio. But I'm not here for your support. I'm here for the money. They paid me very well. Kevin Hart talking about that. One of Jeff Ross's lines. There's a couple of them. I love you, Dana. Referring to Dana White. You're like Michael Vick, but with human beings. It was pretty good. Of course, referencing Michael Vick in the dog fighting ring that he ran. Now, Jeff Ross got in trouble for this from Tom Brady. Tom Brady went up to him and said, like, you better not say that again. The best decision your organization has ever made. Would you like a massage? Talking about Robert Kraft and the massage incident that happened with him. Nikki, talking about Kevin Hart. I love your movies, or as I like to call them, short films. Andrew Schultz ripping on Gronk, saying ACL is the only injury Gronk can spell. And that's pretty much all only jokes that I can share. You'll be able to watch it on Netflix. Go back and watch it. Over 3 hours of ripping on Tom Brady. But those aren't always the best jokes. I always find when it comes to roasts are the other roasters ripping on the other roasters or people in the audience.
Chad and Evan Daily.
So there's a new trend that's taking over, in the US and UK. I'm not sure if it's in Canada yet, but I'm sure it's not far behind. cow cuddling. That's right. You could cuddle with a cow to help feel less stressed. You spend an hour or more nuzzling up with calves, fully growing cows as well. But now there's a risk with this. And they're thinking it might not happen very long because of the avian flu that is now in cows. A bird to bovine transmission of avian flu, the first ever reports of it. And now it's really starting to go into the states. Dairy herds in 9 U.S. states have reported this. Nothing is sacred anymore. We can't have fun. Everything's getting ruined. Everything. Can't even cuddle a cow without worrying about a bird flu now.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Do you want to feel old? No, you don't. I know. I know that. It was a stupid question. But I'm going to make you feel old by telling you one thing. It was May 6th of 2004, 20 years ago today, that Friends had the series finale. That's right. Friends series finale aired 20 years ago today. I watched it. I did. I'm never a big Friends fan, but I watched the finale because, I mean, it was a big part of pop culture, big part of, well, I guess I shouldn't say a big part of my life because, like I said, I never really watched it, but I knew kind of what went on with the show. Seinfeld's still far superior, though.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm a big fan of the iPhone, have been since the beginning, and they always, you know, trying to push new stuff, right? Always trying to push new items on us. I mean, that's not just Apple, but Apple does it a lot more. What is that? The Worldwide Developers Conference coming up here June 10th to June 14th, where Apple always makes a bunch of new announcements. So one of the announcements they're talking about making is ripping off some more, technology from other companies. Which company was that? Samsung, I think. They made the Galaxy Z Flip. That's right. So it is Samsung. Galaxy Z Fold. So foldable phones again, kind of like flip phones. Well, there's rumor now that a foldable iPhone could be released coming up here in 2025. There's been a few figures that have been released on this. Yeah, I don't know what I think about that. I don't know what I think about it at all, actually. They are saying maybe foldable tablets, which would be easier to haul tablets around then, right? You have the tablets, you fold them up, they don't take up as much space wherever you're putting them in the bag. But that is one of the big things. One of the other things they're saying that Apple's going to be doing is pushing their version of AI. So that's going to be AI upgrades heading into the iOS 18. So more and more information is coming out with that. AI-powered text summarization, everything from websites to messages on Safari and Siri. Everything has to do with AI now. The foldable phones, though, it's going to break so quick. iPhones break so easy. Pretty sure every single iPhone I've had, I mean, that's my own fault, too, dropping it all the time. Cases and everything. Always break it. Anyway, if you're a big tech nerd and you're big into Apple, those are some of the things you have to look forward to.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I am tired. Can't stay up as late as I have been. You see, this weekend, it was a big game between Boston and Toronto. So, moved a TV out to the garage for the game. Had a bunch of people over to watch and drink some beer and cook some skewers, some chicken skewers and sausage, and played shuffleboard. Now, shuffleboard seemed to take over. A lot of people watched the game, but shuffleboard seemed to take over. And it's funny how many more people getting into the game. You know, everyone that's over is like, I got to get a shuffleboard table. We bought a house and a shuffleboard table came with it. I think I'm going to have to get it going. That was one of the other people. But here, the problem is that as I get more elderly, can't stay up as late. Going to bed, is what someone asked, Evan, don't you have to get up like in 24 hours? And I did. It's like, actually, it's less than. Going to bed at 4:30 when you're 42, not quite 42, almost 42, isn't something you can maintain. Yesterday was a day of nothing, absolute nothing, except playing more shuffleboard.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.